ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
You know, this example, let me provide the balance. You can't absolutely blame a woman how a child turned out, because it takes two to be a suitable role model for any child. It takes two. So Jesus lived to give us this example, good example. And that's why he says, let's look up to him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2, we read, or we're still reading, about a tribute to a dedicated mother named Anna. It's so powerful how Anna had delayed, and when God answered her prayers, how he made sure he dedicated that child to the Lord. And we can see the example of how that child turned out to be. I like watching awards, all these Grammy awards and all that. And without fail, most of the time, when people are saying, I want to thank you, tribute is always to who? Most of the times, tributes are always to who? Yeah, that's the way it is. Let me read a couple of quotes for us. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of USA, on the day of his inauguration, said, and I quote, "All that I am, my mother made me. All that I am, my mother made me." And there's just something about motherhood. It has something to do with education. There are many people who grew up with their great-grandparents, and they are professors today, and that grandmother didn't go to any formal school. Praise God. And they were nurtured into greatness. Praise God. D.L. Moody, the famous evangelist, said this, and I quote, "All that I have ever accomplished in life, I owe it to my mother. All that I ever accomplished in life, I owe it to my mother." Napoleon, the Emperor of France, also said this. Said, "Let France have good mothers, and we will have good sons." Let France, in one of his famous speeches addressing the nation, he said, they were complaining about juvenile delinquencies and all that at that particular phase in the 18th century. And the guy just said, "Oh, this is the solution. Let France have good mothers, and we will have good sons." Benjamin West, one of the most popular painters in London, said this during one of his exhibitions. He said, "A kiss from my mother made me a painter." So in other words, each time he wants to paint, he's discouraged, the mother just blow a kiss. And over time, even at challenges moment, just a kiss from his mother, it's encouraging enough to accomplish the goal. I read this last one, James Garfield, the 28th U.S. president, on the day of his inauguration, stopped in the midst of his speech and went and kissed his aged mother. And he said the following, he said the following words, and I quote, "They said that man is mighty, that man can govern the land and the sea, that man can wield a mighty scepter on lower powers than he. But mightier and stronger power that man has is from the hand that rocks the cradle. And the hand that rocks the cradle actually rules the world. What is the honor that the Bible placed on women? Proverbs 31, verse 10. That's the first one I want to read. Proverbs 31, verse 10. We read verse 10 first, and then we read verses 28 to 31. He said, who can find a virtuous wife or woman? For her worth is far above what? Rubies is expensive. But woman, I say to you today, the honor that the Bible placed over your life is far above rubies. Far above. Don't allow the situation of our nation, words that have been spoken over your life, the argument in the workplace. I don't know if you realize it. This was a discussion that I was involved in, I think it was yesterday, where it seemed as if every evil thing that happens in the world, they blame it on the women. If a man is promiscuous, it's the women. If things are not going on in a marriage, it's the women. If there are low expectations, it's the women. Where practically it seems as if the way we live, we put everything on the women. But please, the Bible says your price. And sometimes all those things that we take in as women, I'm not one, but all those things that women take in began to define their self-worth. No. The honor the Bible placed over your life is that your price is far above rubies. Your worth is far above rubies. As a matter of fact, for you to know how this word, his verse 28 to 31 talks about it. He said, your children will rise up. Even if you're a young woman here, you have children. You have children, you have little nieces here and there that looks up to you. He said they will rise up and call you blessed. They will rise up. Those who call you aunties, those who call you sister, those who call you mom, those who call you grandma, they will rise up and call you blessed. If you have a husband, he said, your husband will also do that. And praise, not curse. And what is the praise? Many daughters have done well. But you, Oluwatosin. I mean you, Jadesola. I mean you. You. You excel them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 30 says, charm may be deceitful. Beauty, of course, we pass. But thank God for Mary Kay products and all the things that are available these days. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be what? She shall be what? I love it when I see women like grandma there with gray hair. I just love it. Because the Bible talks about that gray hair is a thing of honor whenever it is found in the way of righteousness. So the Bible says, the woman who fear the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands. And let her walk, praise her in the gates. I say to you, everyone in here this morning, listening, watching, you are not worthless. Your worth is far above rubies. When you say something is far, that's good enough. But when you say it's far above, that's way, way, way above. You can't compare it. There is no need for comparison. Your worth is far above. You don't need. Hey, let me not say what I'm about to say. But I will say it all the same. You know me. I will say it. I will say it because that's one of the problems also in our society. We like definitions. I will say it. But I'm talking to Zion women because you need a man. But I'm saying it. What I want to say is that you don't need a man to know your worth. Your worth is in God. And if you can cling to that, the man that is within your circle of influence will automatically recognize that worth. Did you get me now? I've created that balance. And because I know that there's a whole lot of things, war going on the social media about the right. Nobody's arguing. Everybody has rights. But in the order of God, there's also a way he defined that rights and boundaries for us. But what am I saying? You don't need your child. You don't need a child to say, to declare to anyone that you are a woman. Because there is also that thought. If you are not married, you don't have children, then you are not a woman. No. You don't need those interpretations. You don't need those definitions. You are who God says you are. The Bible says your worth is far above rubies. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, talking about honor that God placed on motherhood. He said, I call to remembrance. That's Paul talking about a young man of 17 years who was at that time pastoring the largest church in Ephesus, 22,000 people. He said, but I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. He didn't say, I call to remembrance how you went through Bible school or how you went through Believers Foundation class. There was a genuine faith. All those things are necessary. I'm not saying they are not. But the faith that Timothy carried actually started from the home front. He said, it dwelled in his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. And I'm also persuaded. Can you see the thing? So it's from grandmother to mother before Timothy had an opportunity to interact with Paul. So mothers, they are nurturers. So that's the honor. He said, that same thing, I can see it visibly in you because the deposit has been made. 1 Peter chapter 3. Talking about the honor that the Bible placed on motherhood. 1 Peter 3, verses 1 to 6. 1 Peter 3, verses 1 to 6. It says, wives, likewise, the same way you profess Jesus as your Lord, be submissive to your own husbands, not many husbands, your own. Even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by reverence for God. That's what that says. Do not let your adornment, in other words, our focus as women, is not saying we should not do outward at all. No, dress well, look well. That's part of showing the example. Model dressing. But hey, the thing is not just concentrate only on that, which is merely outward. It doesn't say that arranging of hair is not good. As a matter of fact, if you don't, I will tell you. I will ask you on a question, say, sis, you've been wearing this for, what is happening? So, wearing of gold, you know, I don't know how it is. There's a way women dress without jewelry. You just know that something is not sitting. It may not necessarily be the flashy one. Without an earring, for example. You said, are you okay? Is everything okay? Because just something. It might even be something small. Sometimes it's just cleaning the oil off their faces that gives a sign of rest. Sometimes it's just packing the hair in pulling it from left to right. May the Lord deliver you. So sometimes it's just knowing how to combine the colors. You know, sometimes, I mean, I do a whole lot of study around how the behavior of human beings. Sometimes you can tell if a woman has a troubled marriage. You can tell the way she dresses, the way she, maybe at that season, the way she just appear, how she talks, how she relates with people. You can tell. Many people can't tell, but some of us can tell. So, but the Bible is saying the concentration is not just on the outward. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. The development of the human spirit, such that it can now help us to achieve loving our children, or showing compassion, as it were, or showing good example, because the change for us as believers is inside out. So it's not just concentrating on the body, but I can assure you, there is a way if every woman, every one of us, men and women, because he's writing to us there, if we develop the inner man, if we develop, take time to develop, there is a way it affects our outward beauty. The truth is that no woman is ugly or ugly. That's the truth. It's a condition that makes a woman either beautiful or ugly. I know that there is what people call universal beauty. But no woman, just give her the enabling environment. You will see the beauty. You know, gone are the days that everybody wants to be fair. But these days, ebony is the main thing. Praise God. These days, for you, so that you can know that I know it, people are running away from all those cosmetic. They are going natural. So oil, natural oil, all those things. It's not the new thing. It's just because we are getting back to it. There's something. What's that thing? Adin? That's coconut oil. There is no dandruff can stand it. But people just, because it smells and all that. But thank God for innovation. People are getting back. There is one. What's that in English? Ori? Shea butter. There is no boil that can stand in the presence of worry. So, but the Bible is saying, fine, those things are good. So, this is the manner. If the development of the human spirit happens for women, it said the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves. So beyond the outward adornment, there is this adornment by being submissive to their own husband. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter you are, if you do good and are not afraid of any terror. This is not a marriage class, so I'm not going to go into that. Verse 7. Husband, likewise, dwell with them with what? Giving what? That's where I want to stop. So, honor. God has placed honor on women, and it's our duty as men. If you honor the womanhood, there's no temptation that will come to you that will make you to go and rape someone. Because that someone may be the daughter of another person, which is usually what happens. If we understand how this honor works, we won't go and destroy somebody's ex's niece or daughter or wife or colleagues just because we want to fulfill a lust. So honor. Honor also means not everybody that if you are, I mean these days the way things are defined, if you are a friend with any female, it means something must be going on. That's the way the society interpreted. But hey, who says you can't be good friend to good people? Praise God. So the principle of honor, that's what we are emphasizing today. And in Luke chapter 1, if you read the whole story, you see the story of Elizabeth and then Mary. They are two different women. But you know that what they did in terms of making themselves available, we're still reaping the benefits up to today. So the story of a mother never gets old. It never. We can never emphasize the place of recognition, the place of resourcefulness, the place of responsibility in mothers. Mothers are a gift from God. And today, we thank God for this generosity in the giving of every woman that we can see all around us. So today, again, I say we honor all our mothers in this house, those watching and listening all over the world. We say to you again, Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. I love you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank God for you as a gift to us in our generation. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,